Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I have seems kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
It's a message of concern. What would this give to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Concern.
happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race?
Hear me out, Lord, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this give to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do?
What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message. A message of concern.
Tell me what would happen. Holy Quran 43 verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come the common terms that's between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. God created. Listen to the message of concern.
Listen to the message. A message of concern. concern about the whole world coming back together and being one. This is your Brock Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. Coming to your town soon or later. And it's also sponsored by Amin Muhammad from California, Los Angeles. We put this show together, and we are here tonight to talk about the message of concern, or removing the images out of the world so we can be human beings again. And that's what Satan don't want. He don't want us to be happy. If we ever do that, we're going to be some happy people once we get Satan out of the world. Thank Allah for this Brock Talk radio station. We'd like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. The first one we were saying in the Arabic language, most excellent language of all the language. It's hard to cut somebody out in this language. So the Arabic language is a pure language. And we know when you find something pure, you better hold on to it. So we're going to open this prayer up called Al-Fatiha with a prayer. At first we would say it in the Arabic language, or language that was written to the earth in over 1,400 years ago, given to Prophet Muhammad to give to us so we can retake this world. So first we say it in the Arabic language. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin. I mean, English translation. We take protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, the one who's been cast out. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherishing and stain of all worlds. Most gracious and most merciful, he is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. And we ask in Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed his favors on, and not of those who go astray, and their wrath is brought down on them. Amen. So we'd like to greet you again in the greatest of all the greeting in the world, the greeting that suggests to us that peace had to be kept, that peace must be respected. Peace is something that we have to live. So we have to greet each other in peace to remind each other that is what we are supposed to be doing, being to each other. And keeping the peace, not only saying peace, but keeping the peace with each other. So we greet you again in that greatest greeting of all the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum. We'd like to welcome you to our Brock Talk radio station. I am Abdullah Akbar. And Dair Akbar, we are living in Decatur, Georgia. And we are co-host workers of this Brock Talk radio station. And we also have others. We have Suja Muhammad and his wife, Ron Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah. And we also have A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. it was alcohol's working for the night. So we here to bring this message of concern, the Quran, what we can do about the life that we have, talk about that, talk about how we can continue to enjoy this earth. And we must enjoy this earth by working with each other, and with money, with land, with all the good things that God has provided for us. We have to work with each other. And we have to declare that nothing deserves to be worshipped besides one creator. That's what we're saying. And that one creation wants all of us to be happy. And there's a people in their devilish heart, they do not want us to be happy. They are resigned doing any will of God, and their will is to make our life unhappy and for them alone live good. This is the real racism. People out living, like Dr. King said, it's not how long you live, it's how well you live. And we should be living the best of the life with all this new and better modern material that science has brought to us. We have to get control of the science ourselves. We can't be equal with anybody. If they got everything and we don't have nothing, we sleeping in a small house and they sleeping in a house large enough for 10 families. And that's what greed do. But it's all right to be greedy. Because, see, heaven start right here. And some people going to get their heaven on this side and won't get none on the next side, other side. That is life after death. That's the other side. And most people don't believe that. So we are not here to convince anybody that is life after death. That's life after sleep this morning. You woke up. Then Allah, the Creator, gave you another chance. Well, you might say, you don't have to sleep. You're alive. When your body says it's time to lay down, your body gonna lay down. You have some control over your body, and you might take some liquid and some pills and stuff. You might say, well, but after so long, your body say, I got to lay down. No, eyes will not stay open. It's a natural occurrence for you to sleep. That's the control God gave you over your body, but He has all the control. He said, when that body that fold to be submitted to God, when it submit to the time it fold to go to sleep, whenever it get an opportunity and you be still, that body gonna go to sleep. Ain't nothing you can do. You have very little control. It's your body. But God lent it to you, and He lent it to you with a prescription, with rules and regulation. That's how you got your body. And you got to follow those regulations, or they going to punish you. And you don't have to believe me. They stay up all night for 5 or 6 days. Huh? And see that you fight and sleep. And presume the sleep going to win. So it's not your body. It's the body that Allah has given you. So let me open my humility, eternal rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah ilah Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He made this creation to test the human being on it. The crown of the greatest of all the creatures that He created to obey Him, the human being is number one. But when the human being don't feel or don't try to stand up or measure up to that obligation of obeying the creator of this creation, that human being has failed his mission that God has put him on. And when God put him in this service, he fell in the mission God gave him. And his mission is to give back to the one who gave them their life. And that's Almighty God. That's one creator who lives and never dies, who don't act much. he does that praise, give thanks to what have created you. And this world said, don't give no thanks. This world said, in the money we trust, not in God, not in mama, not in a true human being, but this world said, trust in your own instinct. Follow yourself. Even though yourself might not be really straight, yourself might be a little crooked. But this world tells you follow your own vain desires. And most of the vain desires come from them. Ideas come from them. When you see how people out there in the world, and they got tattoos and earrings, tattoos all over their face, and all kind of crazy looking hairdos. And when you see look, and you can't tell men from women, then you looking at the judgment that Jesus Christ spoke about. That what Prophet Muhammad spoke about. All the prophets seen was able to see this day. That when you wouldn't be able to tell men from women, when you would be eating the things that the Creator have asked you to stay away from. And that's swine. It's in books, in all the books. Don't eat it, don't touch it. But people who've been influenced by Satan himself, they say, I'm going to do as I please. And Allah allows that. But on the day of resurrection, on the day of being born again, come alive again, and even with all your fingerprints and everything that you thought you didn't have, you come alive in them and you see the new world, and you first thing you said, this is what we had in the first world. You'll know then that there is a Creator, there is some as a power greater than you have the mind to imagine, and this is what Allah says. He's greater than anything that you can imagine. And you realize that. And some of us would be too late because the test is over with. And we fail the test because we went here and obeyed God. Even we went and obeyed the Ten Commandments. My wife was mentioning about one of the commandments. And I know God didn't put that in. Love your enemy like you love yourself. I don't know if that's a Ten Commandments or that's a love your enemy like you love yourself. Ain't nowhere in the world I love my enemy. My enemy is something that you try to stop or get rid of. It's a foolish person that believes if somebody slap you on your right side, turn around and give me your life left side. That's a foolish person. That's a person without any God, not a sense at all, not thinking at all. Everything in creation, all the animals will fight. They even fight the lion. They'll say, will it be run over a lion? Huh? Getting away now. The lion to get his share. But sometimes God to put in that Willoughby to run that lion. Or that leopard, cheetah. A cheetah can run so many 100 miles, so 40 miles an hour, whatever. And they can run, but sometimes God put in the animals to outrun those animals because they won't stay alive. But we run the thing that kill us. Drugs and alcohol been killing people, especially our group. For years, we've been hearing on the TV, why did John die? Oh, he got hold of some bad drugs. Why did John die? Why did Harold die? He didn't pay his drug bill. So we've been hearing about these things just about all our life. They making movies and making good money playing these movies to our people, to people that we look at, and when we look at that movie, we be like we in the movie. We'll see the man coming to kill a man, and we'd be hollering, go that way, go that way, like he can hear. So they know how to put us in things. They know how to draw us into things. So So we say all this is coming from that image. They have given us their image to ignore our own image, our own way of we should be living. And because of that, everything that we need, that we should be spending our money to get, because we spend the most money than anybody. Matter of fact, we're giving the people that put us in the condition all the money, most of the money we have right back to them like we hate money. No other people does that but us. All the people in America coming up but us. But we are the rejected spies. We are on the bottom, and we should be coming up just like everybody else. We should be coming up in life. And the only way we ever going to come, one way we're going to have to unite and work together. And African Americans find it hard for us to come together. But the only way we're going to be the best, the biggest, and the greatest winner, we have to come together with leadership that respects our needs and addressing our needs and what we're doing with our life. So anybody who wants to share this information, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We thank you for joining us tonight. We are here because we love you. We're speaking love talk. We're telling the truth. At the same time, it may look like we're stepping on somebody, but you have to tell the truth. David had to hit big Goliath in the head with a stone and knock his brains out, but he gave him the truth. Huh? So we had to step on some of this stuff that he gave us back color. I mean, I see it all the time. The white police shot a black police. They showed a black police, so-called black police, shoot a dog that was trying to attack him. You know where he ended up? He's been to 44,000 years, now we end up in the employment line. If there had been me heading to attack that police, I would have been shot down like a can't say a dog. Shot down, I don't know, either killed a rabbit or shot down like a snake. I imagine that he would have had his job if he had shot a snake, but he killed that dog. The dog was asking him. Police were told, stand your ground. But he stood his ground against that dog, and that black police is gone. That's African-American, a Negro, whatever you want. They fired him. He was a Mexican dog that galloped the leash and charged at them. They had one get a Caucasian shoot one in Grant Park at one of them houses, Caucasian dog. They didn't fire him. They gave him some discipline. He got some time off. But they talking about a quick decision. Look at that young boy in Texas got killed. They were leaving, and the police ran up over their assault rifle, right, and shot in the car and killed the 15, 14-year-old boy who was riding. And they hadn't done anything. There was some gangbangers shot some guns, and they thought that they did. And they were just leaving the party like they broke up. But they go to show you when you have a party, your children have a party, and the police come, somebody might get killed before they, and that is exactly what happened. So these people are trained to kill us, not leave us alive. Shoot the life out of us. And you going to tell me that I'm being mean when I say they ain't white? The word white means pure. You gonna tell me that was a pure thing that man did? Killed that young African American boy? Mama and daddy, green, smart student, shot him down, shot through the car and killed him. And the police made like that they were trying to run over. Well, they found him guilty. 15 years. What is 15? That boy didn't live no 15 years. It might not stay there that long. But these things we are faced because we won't unite. We won't demand nothing for our money. Tell the politician what we will have a voice for us to tell the politician what we want. We want completely fired. If a man killed one of us without any matter, we want him put in jail. He take a job, he take a dangerous job, we paying for that job, but he ain't go, we ain't paying nobody to kill us. Don't tell me how bad Russia is, Iran or any other state, and we get shot down every day, but you always want to point overseas to take their eyes off you and put overseas because you don't want nobody to see that you unjust, you unfair. So anybody got anything to say, please match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We have others on and that we started late because these people messing with this program. They let us start when they get ready. So all praise is due to Allah. We winning and we're not losing because Allah say love those who's trying, who do right. We trying our best to do the right thing. So anybody want to say anything, match one, come into the queue, cut your mic on. We thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that what you hear tonight, you got any questions, let's match one in your queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you ask any questions you choose to. And if you want to say something, you have an opportunity to say something. Bring our other cohort worker on here, Brother Suja Muhammad of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja Muhammad.
Well, thank you, Master Lamb.
I'm doing a lot well. Brother, I'm going to turn this over to you because I know you're ready to go to work. So, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Master Lamb. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Lot, all these great men was God's servant. They wasn't gods. They wasn't the son of God. You know, God don't have no children. You know, Jesus said, watch me while I pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven. You know, if God had children, he would game it that a little bit different. You know. He said, how would be thy name, thy kingdom, God kingdom come. In the Bible you have metaphors, you have similes, you have allegories, which allegory is using a story to convey a high message, you know. A metaphor is using one thing to describe another, you know. Assembly is using something that lacks a similar in order to get a point, to get a message, you know. And they use symbols and they use signs. A sign ain't the real thing, you know. A sign is that which lets you know that what you're looking for is approaching, you know. But you don't take the sign for the real thing, you know. A sign is. Is that which is letting you know that the real thing is in view, or is coming up, you know. Like they say, a handwriting on the wall, you know. It lets you know about what you was talking about. That it won't be long now, you know. That it'll come into view. So we can't take the sign and the symbols as a real thing. That's a mistake. And that's one of the problems that we have as people that is presented as knowledge, you know, as people that is presented these ideas and concepts, you know, they had to be careful. You know, we had to make sure that we are passing on God truth correctly. We don't want to mislead people, you know. There's more than one way to bring it on. You know, yes, that's right. You know, you got different ways that you can convey an idea or convey a message, you know. And we had many great men, many great women that delivered Allah's message, you know, and they're doing it right today, you know. So these people that is outright lying and outright giving you something that's saying something that ain't real, you know, then they should look for a chastisement. They should look for a punishment from Almighty God. Because what it shows that they don't fear God. They don't have no fear for God. They believe they can say anything they want to say. You know, God ain't gonna do nothing to me. You know, I can mislead the people. I can lie to the people. I can tell people that tell them something and they not even gonna check on it. You know, so. The one that got the truth should bring the real truth to the people. So they want to take them through no changes. You know, and they hard on a person that's bringing them the truth. You know, in the Quran, Allah talks about his messengers. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'm going to start at Surah 23, Ayah 39. The prophet said, "Oh my Lord, help me, for they accuse me of falsehood." Allah said, "In but a little while, they are sure to be sorry. Then the blast overtook them with justice. We made them as rubbish of dead leaves floating on the stream of time. So away with the peoples who do wrong. Then we raised after them other generations. No peoples can hasten their turn, nor can they delay it. Then sent we our messengers in succession. Every time there came to a people, their messenger, they accused him of falsehood. So we made them follow each other in punishment. We made them as a tale that is told. So away with a people that will not believe." Allah give you the whole story here. You know, Allah let you know that those messengers came to the people, but they accused those messengers. You know, with lying, they accused those messengers of bringing falsehood. Saying things that's not true and things that not real, you know. And Allah said that they have a punishment due, a punishment coming. The Quran says, "Then we sent Moses and his brother Aaron with our signs and authority manifest to Pharaoh and his chief. But these behaved insolently. They were an arrogant people. They said, 'Shall we believe in two men like yourselves and their peoples are subject to us. So they accused them of falsehood, and they became of those who was destroyed. And we gave Moses the book in order that they might receive guidance. And we made the son of Mary and his mother as a sign. We gave them both shelter on high ground, affording rest and sweetness with spring. All ye messengers, enjoy all things good and pure, and work righteousness, for I am well acquainted with all that ye do. And verily in this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Lord and cherisher. Therefore, fear me and no other. The people shall cut off their affairs of unity between them and to set each party rejoicing in that which is with itself. But leave them in their confused ignorance for a time. Do they think that because we have granted them abundance of wealth and sons, we would hasten them on in every good? Nay, they do not understand. Verily, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord, those who believe in the signs of their Lord, those who join not in worship partners with their Lord, sallallahu kazeem, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Throughout this Quran, it's letting you know that anything that you associate with God is a punishment. It's a punishment. You know, and God don't have no equal. Don't say things that is not true. You know, don't bring the people something that will mislead them. You know, take your time and bring the people the truth. You know. And that's the reason Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth will make you free, will set you free. So imagine if you tell them something that is untrue, what it'll do to them. That's right. It'll confuse them. It will enslave them. You know, it will put them in a condition that wasn't your intention. You know, so we... is concerned about the message that is given to the peoples, because it has a psychological effect on the peoples, and the effect is so powerful that It's taking the people away from their creator. It's taking the people away from God. So we asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship that portray God. All of them. Nothing in creation is like God. Nothing. The spirit is not like God. The spirit is not God. You know, I hear people saying that God is spirit because they read something in the Bible or read something in the Quran that says something in place of God, it says spirit. So they assuming that God is a spirit. But the Christian outright is saying that the spirit is one of the gods. They're claiming three gods, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit, you know, and they're saying that that's God. All these things, brothers and sisters, is to lead you off the path, off the right path of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You see? It's leading you off the path. You see? God is the one that put his spirit in the human being. You know, if you got the right spirit in you, that's going to motivate you. That's going to fire you up. That's going to allow you to go through some things that you won't normally go through. If you was low in spirit, if you didn't have no spirit, you know. So you should be able to see just through me talking about spirit, like the way I'm talking about it, is that you shouldn't put spirit up as equal to God. God has no equal. We as Muslims, we say Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar means that God is greater. Greater than what? Anything that you imagine God is, he's way greater than that. Allah Akbar. Allah is greater. So a spirit is one of God's creation. You got good spirit and you got bad spirit, you know. And God is the one that created. Anything that you say, anything that you can name, you know, anything that you can put into a word form is not God. You know, because it's an image. And our leader, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, says that a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind. And if a picture comes into your mind, then that's an image. If I said God, you shouldn't see an image. You shouldn't see nothing. You know. So we're here tonight trying to reason with you and try to talk clear to you and try to give you different approaches here in different ways so you can see for yourself and you can take it and move forward in your life. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. I still on my night zone. You got it,
well,
brother.
Well, they got
yes,
to live.
I'm
Delilah. Well, you heard it. We're here to bring you a message clearly coming from
yes.
from the life parents that Allah had put us through. You learned that why he put us through a life experience so we can come and bear witness to the truth, because we was once living a life that was not true, that was false, that would not follow the obedience guidance of God. So, but when we heard the truth, and Jesus said, if you ain't heard the truth, you cannot be free, because the lie was enslaved. Many of us, we got enslaved by a lie, but Allah blessed many of us to come out and come back and share the truth with you. That we have experienced with you, that what we have experienced in coming back to life. But that old song, I was once dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. It means once you was on the dark for a spell of foolishness, and you followed that foolishness because everybody else was following that foolishness. It's like saying when we said, our book says that ever people fall out of the spirit or get away from God till they fell into the wrong environment. And that wrong environment comes every day in most neighborhoods. So we have to become the one. And we know we ain't going to have a safe neighborhood. We provide it
and providing that neighborhood, safe neighborhood, it got to be structured like the Creator have access to structure, with peace and happiness and love for each other. And we got a, we ain't got that structure, and that's not structure in America. Where I stay in a neighborhood where there's a lot of Caucasians that move back and reclaim the houses that I thought that our people owned those houses, but they were just occupying that house, or they sold the house because they needed some money right then and right there. They sold their house, and now many Caucasians who wouldn't move into the neighborhood that we live in. They wouldn't move into no neighborhood we lived in. They would. They, matter of fact, we moved into their neighborhood. They would all move, take flight and move. And I've seen that over and over again. They do not want us to be happy. They don't want to see us in a good environment that is clean. It's not them, it's the problem. We should be wanting to see that ourselves. So we the problem. Allah freed us. And freeing you, you take on responsibility. And we didn't take on responsibility of doing the thing they used to do with the house, cut the grass, keep the gutters clean, speak to each other. We left that. We used to be the best in that, speaking to each other, saying good morning, good night, how you do, neighbor. We used to be the most excellent model in that. But since Hollywood came along through the TV, the music and all the other stuff, the drugs and all that stuff's taking us away from the good life that we were trying to live when we were growing up. And we became mean on each other. Because they showed us how to do that. They introduced us to stuff that make us artificial. You know, you're artificial when you can't get, you won't get mad and you got some alcohol in you. You ain't gonna fight until you get some alcohol. You have become artificial person. So Allah said, come back and worship Him and worship Him alone. And in that is some benefit, whole lot of benefit. You have to see that for yourself. You have to witness that for yourself. And when you see the Muslim, when you see the sisters walking down the street, dressed decent, talking decent, and you see the other women walking down the street with all their private cars hanging out, when you see that, you see that we have become a new people, the Muslim. And matter of fact, 80%, 90%, and I lost 100% that all the people, because he created all of us to be Muslims. And the word Muslim only means that he created us to submit to his will. That's the only reason Allah created us, to give our will to him and let him show us how to live this good life that he's given us. And that's what most of us Muslims have done and still doing. And we invite people to this way of life. That's all we can do. But if you live a good Christian life, you're married, doing everything that you know is right, then we say, alhamdulillah to you, you are a good person. Allah said he's going to judge all of us, Muslim, Christian, or Jews, Hindus, or whatever we call ourselves, by our work, how we treat people, how we correspond with people. So that's what we're inviting you to the best way of life that was given to us by Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah and was introduced to us by Imam Washuddin Muhammad, the leader of this community. His father was first leader. He took over the leadership from his father. So now we have the excellent model in the human being of Prophet Muhammad that was given, introduced us to by Imam Washuddin Muhammad. And before Imam Washuddin Muhammad took over the leadership of the community of Muslims, there was no praying forehead on the ground. We used to pray standing up. We used to
said common prayer, but with good prayer. And we used to think that a man was God, even though ourselves at one time was God. So we was in manifest error. So Allah brought us out of there by sending us one among us of the people that was in that condition, sending one among us that looked like us that came and brought us this truth, and we have been happy ever since. That all people are the children of Adam. And all people are guests on this earth that God put here as to give them an opportunity to reach the paradise. But we have not reached the paradise, reached the good life that we should have, because in the plantation life, jealousy was deposited in us. Envy was deposited in us. Distrust for each other was deposited in us. All these names, backbite, you name it, have been deposited in us. And they have been given to us, and sometimes we pass them down from one generation to the other. But we are on the way back, because the truth we have now is unyielding. It yields all the good that we need. So we here with the name. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. The highest form of creation, being a Muslim. And Imam Wahdi Muhammad says, one day people will be saying that they are human beings. And the next form of a human being, the highest form of a human being, is a Muslim, meaning one who submits his will to do the will of God. That's the highest form of creation you can get. We all can be human beings. We can be human beings, but we can't be the excellent model of human beings until we love. And Muslims are told we will never get into paradise until we love for our brother or we love for ourselves. So we all brothers. No matter what we look like or what color, what sign we are, no matter what we are on this brother, on this earth, we all come from Adam. And once we as a human family recognize that and accept that, we can then begin to grow and to be the believer of being the excellent model of human beings. Huh? Once we believe that. But God didn't force nobody to do anything. That's why there's some Muslims, people who call themselves Muslims, they have went so far, they say, I can't go no further, and they turn around and go the other way. And we got some in the convenience stores selling alcohol and drugs and everything that Prophet Muhammad and Christ Jesus, none other prophet would ever use or sell to his people. It would sell those things to his people. They forbidden. But that we got people that call themselves Muslim and selling those things. And we know we got Jews doing it. But we also got people that Muslim are doing that, selling cocaine and all the other stuff. But they Muslim, but they ain't no Muslim. They ain't no true believer. The true believer would never do that. That's why we have another saying that the Quran said, you had to be a true believer. You had to be a mukmin, a true believer, to carry this religion, to live this religion the way. If you don't be a true believer of this religion going to call you to keep slipping and sliding, and you keep making the excuse and keep slipping and sliding. So we here tonight to bring this truth back home, that there's only one creator, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seer of that creator, and there's no more prophet to come. And you got Muslim, people supposed to be Muslim, are saying that Jesus
is coming back. Then if Jesus is coming back, then Prophet Muhammad is not the last prophet. But they saying this. This is the ignorant. This is the slow you down. This is the hold you back. God will never send a man back from the grave to come back here to die all over again for something he done died for already. He is for something he done stood up for. He done stood up already. But God will never do no ignorant stuff like that. He send warners. He send magetics. But he will never, Prophet Muhammad will never come back. But this is what they want you to believe, that a man named Jesus is going to come back and do what? Spend all day telling what happened to him in the other life? And he, if he do come back, what he preaches, done taught all these years, but these people, these Christians, going to run up to him and start eating his flesh and trying to drink his blood because they've been told to do that in communion. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink all his blood, all his holy blood. So, but if he come back, if he could come back and he can't come back, I believe what he man said, if Jesus could come back here, he would go get a shotgun and start blowing these people that call himself following him away. But they would see his people in the strip club. We would see his people in the beer joint. He would see his people smoking dope and cigarettes and doing all the things that would kill them, and he would go get a shotgun and start blowing his brains out for telling that lie on him. So all praise is due to Allah. All truth comes from Allah. All falsehood comes, truth so strongly, it busts falsehood brains out. And that's a powerful truth that will knock out the brain of falsehood. So, anyone else got anything they would like to add or subtract or like to bring to this Block Talk radio station, we open the door and let you come in and talk. All you got to do is match one and come into your queue. And we'll start letting you talk and share with what you have. We've been talking about religion experience. But we know we need jobs. We can have all the religion in the world, but you ain't got no money, then you're not following God. You're not got no material, nothing tangible, then you are not following God. God wants his servants to have the best. And that's the spirit God gave you, that he's going to give you the best. You, although you can't see it coming, but it's coming and it's there. God said, "This." Who said that this world, this material world, is not for his servant. It's for his servant in this world, but in the next world, only his servants going to get the best. So that should make you want to straighten up and fly right. He said in the next world, only his servant going to get the best. So this testing ground here that you on, you've been tested. And we are trying to warn you, pass the test. And the test is obedience to your one creator who created you and planted you on this earth. So I think Allah said as much as I want to say. And no one got their hands up but Suja right now. So Suja, will you come back with more of your wisdom and understanding that you have with the people? We sure appreciate it. Brother Suja.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salamu. Well, you got to turn back.
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'm also bearing witness like Brother Akbar is doing. And I'm also testifying, and we always going to testify that and bear witness
that God is one, you know, and that we all are human beings from Adam. We all are human beings. You're not God, you know. All of us is dependent. All of us are going to have to pass and go to God. And all of us are going to be judged. Every one of us is going to be judged for our actions, for how we lived our life, how we treat people, you know. So we're going to be judged. I mean, that's just a reality, you know. We as human beings, believers in Almighty God, should be seeking for the best. We should be seeking for the best. And in order to have the best, we're going to have to establish business. That's how we're going to be able to have the best in this world, you know, and establish business. And all of us to have power in this world, we're going to have to support each other. These are just common principles that you can't get around. You know, you're not going to have no power and you don't support each other. You know, you got people supporting each other that don't even like each other. That's for the purpose of having power. You see? So when you fight your brother, you see, when you kill your brother, you killing your power. You destroying your power. You know? And prove to you that come together is power. You know, try to stand up against of peoples that come against you, and they can come against you being wrong, and you just alone, and see how long you're going to last. You alone. You don't have your brother to support you. You just only supporting yourself. You know. You ain't going to last long. You ain't going to have no power. You ain't going to be able to be competitive and speak out. And if you run for mayor, you run for the police chief, you gotta have somebody supporting you. You gotta have people believing in the same thing that you believe in. And you have to stand together. And they have a system where they use and all of the measure how many people are supporting you. So power is when we support each other. Now, if you don't want power, you think you can survive off of Uncle Tommen and backbiting and going along with the people that has wealth and things like that? Well, you keep that up and see how long and see how deep you can go into that type of understanding. You see, this is what basically been happening. You know, we've been through slavery. You know, we learned how to Jim Crow. We learned how to Uncle Tom we learn how to survive. Put it that way. We learn how to survive. You know, by going along with a person that don't love you, going along with a person that misuse you, you know, and they use you for a certain purpose, you know, you go along with a person that openly say that they want to be your master. They want a master over you. I openly say, if you ask them that picture that they got in the Bible of Jesus, a Caucasian man, what do they think about it? And they tell you that's them. We had Caucasian people tell us that. So that's me. You see? So they know having their image up in the wall as the Lord, Son of God, a God in the flesh, they know it's wrong. You know, but many of us are so ignorant and so been misled for so long. And some of us think we really nickel slick, you know, and think that this type of leadership or this type of war or this type of power is going to go on forever. You know, they think that they're smart, you know, when they go along with the person that has the majority of the money, the majority of the wealth, even though the way they got it wasn't fair, and the way that they treat you is not fair, you know, that as long as you go along with them and bear witness to what they say or go along with what they say, then you'll be able to have good homes and money in the bank and get educated, get whatever you need, you see. So that's what we got going on today. So we need our young brothers and sisters, you know, to know that we want to support them. We want to support them. And we trying to encourage them to buy some of these supermarkets, to buy some of these service stations, to set up a business in these theaters and a funeral home and different things like that. And we're going to support them. We're going to support them. We as senior citizens, we as people that's older than them, got in a situation where we are a little bit too old to try to keep up a business at our age, you know. So that's what we're appealing to our young people. Go into business, and we want to get your telephone number. We want to get your email, you know. We want to get your address. We want to know what kind of business that you're in, you know. And with that information, with that type of information, we can support you. We can support you. How can we support you? Well, we get checks every month. You know, we got our life saving. You know, we can say, well, we're going to spend $300 this month. We're going to spend $600 this month supporting our own. We can say that everything that we buy is going to be supporting our own. It's from our own people. Everything that we get this month, you know. And we can do that each month. We can do that each month. And we'll look around and see that we got everything that we need in the house. Our house is we don't have no problem with it. We can do that all the way down to politics. We can even support people of our nationality in politics. You know, we can vote in African American government, vote in African American mayors, police chiefs, and different things like that. We can We definitely got to have our own police state or security. We definitely got to have that our own. We cannot, as intelligent peoples, or people that got power, allow Caucasian people as police officers over us. There's too much stuff in history showing that they're not going to be fair. Now, maybe later on they'll be fair. Maybe they'll be fair if they're not in charge. Maybe they'll be fair if the people that's in charge, they can't think that they'll get support from them if they treat us wrong. You see what I'm saying? So we're not saying that we don't want Caucasian peoples to have position in the government. We're not saying that we'll be just like them. You know, we're not saying that. But we don't want to get out of control where they have so much power until they can establish things that is unfair, allow things that is unfair happen to us, and we can't do nothing about it. You see? I mean, like right now, the food thing done just. I don't know how they're gonna get that back straight. All the food, all the meats and vegetables and things like that, most of that stuff ain't real. Most of that is not real, brothers and sisters. And what I'm saying is a fact. If you don't already know it, don't act a fool and think that we don't know what we're talking about. But we are asking you to do some research and investigate what we are saying. You know, this corn, these vegetables, these fruits, all these different fruits, watermelons and grapes and things, seedless grapes and seedless watermelons, all this different type of vegetables and fruits and things like that. Many of them is not real. They're not real. So we don't allow this to happen. And they even tell us that they're practicing science. You know, they're improving on the fruits and they're improving on the vegetables. You know. They able to control the season and things like that. You see, so it just got out of control where they're able to put things into the market and nobody check them. No one check them, you see. And so we got to get in control of that, brothers and sisters. We got to control that and be able to have our stamp of approval, our USDA on it, our stamp of approval on all the food that has been sold. We got to be able to know how much money, you know, do a community get from the government. How much money and who get that money, you know, and be able to balance it all in the community with our people that's needed, you know, people that want a job, people that also some of that money to help people that's going into business, you know, also some of that money they use for grant money, you know. We need to know that we got trillions of dollars that is running this society. Trillions of dollars. You see? And we are not benefiting off of it, brothers and sisters. Only the Uncle Tom and the people that go along with these scheming people of deception, you know, is the one that is benefiting off of our tax money that we pay, and when we get it back, you know, we got people that collect it and get that tax money back and get that money back and count it, and it's coming up into the trillions of dollars, and they set up different groups. They set up different groups, you know, to say that they are spending that money and that they are doing what they're supposed to do in the community. So we thank you. We pray that we say something. You got any question? I'm open for questions because I was running all over the place, and I'm trying to talk about business. I'm trying to talk about things that we need in the community, community responsibility. And if you have any question or statements, my name is Shuja Muhammad, and you can definitely ask it to me. As-salamu alaykum.
So look, as I am, I'll definitely bring him. Anybody who got anything they want to say to Shuja about what he had to say, I heard nothing but the truth. His food is, I'm sure that's what's missing many of us Muslims. We think we'll go in there and get that sorry food and eat it, and like nothing going to happen to us because we believe in Allah. So it don't work like that. Allah said, be wise. And there's no meal that a human being grows with his own hand that he eats and enjoys. And that's the best meal he can get, the one he grew with his own hand. So these people ain't studying about us no more. And he stole. They, all thing they don't want to do is give you a beautiful-looking fruit, all vegetable that look good, but when you put it in your body, since your body lives off what is naturally good, and this is not naturally good, that's why they got a health food store in the grocery store. If you got a health food store in the grocery store, what is the other food is? What is the food is? It is not healthy for you. But you got to pay more for the health food. And that's the way they got it designed, to pay extra money for your life to stay here. You got to pay for it. Because they only growing food to make money. They're not growing food. They care nothing about your health. Matter of fact, the doctors are getting fat from you getting sick from eating that food. So they ain't going. And it was a doctor that came out and told the people that these women don't stop putting that dye in their head, they going to continue to have brain damage, loss of memories, and whole another illness that he called, they going to have. He said, a Caucasian doctor said, basically, and having more in African-American women than any women in the world. So that's to tell us something. But they told that doctor to shut his darn mouth. Huh? His house might got burned down because he's spoiling their plan. Talking about don't dye your hair. And we know we got children and women and a basketball player, a football player, all of them bought into the idea to dye their hair, to look like a woman, put a earring in their ear. They done bought into that. After the Bible said, see, they reading the Bible and they had some real connection to the scripture. Jesus said it himself, in the last day, you won't be able to tell one from another, male and female. I was in the store yesterday, And I was, the only thing I can do bad one today, nothing but the truth. Nothing but the naked truth. There's nothing but the truth. You cannot tell one from the other. And then the children, the mother and father, same procedure on their little children. They want to give them a tattoo and an earring. And some of these mothers are drinking with their children. Some of these mothers are letting their children, their young daughters, bring a boyfriend in the house and get in the bed with their daughters. This is a fact in America. When I was a young man and filling my Cheerios, I wanted, before I got married, my mother would not let me bring a woman in the house. And to stay there all night, no way. Ain't no marriage certificate. You ain't bringing no woman to stay in this house. That is the rule my daddy not only lived by, promoted. So you ain't married, you can't come here and act like you're married. And these women get these boyfriends and shack with them, and they act like they married to these women, giving them orders. And when the woman don't want no order, ain't them a chaos in the house because this man think he's better than that woman. So it ain't going to be nothing but the problem. So, brother, we got a job, but we've been given a job by our Almighty God, Allah. When we receive the knowledge, we receive the responsibility to take this knowledge back to the people. It's our job to our places of worship. You know, in some of these places of worship, the women are coming in there looking like prostitutes, the arms all out, the breasts, tight pants, the young girl, and none of these ma'ams, hardly none of these ma'ams, is saying nothing. They said, what they said, what the word, matter, words, why did it go, words over matter, words, matter, words over, well, anyway, what book did they read? Prophet Muhammad said that the women should cover when they get a certain age. The men should be dressed in decency. They should be clean. When the Muslims went to war, they were clean as fighting. They thought they were going, it looked like they were going to a movie or a show. But they went to war sharp as a tack, clean. So we at war. And they just coming to the masjid with their pictures on the shirts and stuff. And nobody saying nothing. It's like everybody going after the bitter green. It's getting to look like a church. They love Prophet Muhammad. They care about, and when you look at what they love going on, they ain't nothing but hypocrites. So we got to change this. So I got another person with their hands up. It look might be Yala, or might be a Mubarak. Let me raise my and my call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hold on a minute, brother. Hold on. Go. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. I'm back. You know.
Alhamdulillah. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. As you were just talking about how people come to the masjid for, I would say maybe 3-4 years now, I have been mentioning it to the masjid that we attend. And the imam says that, you know, he has spoken to them, and some of them come in there looking like they walked off the street, smelling and everything else, dirty socks, and they still get on the floor. And, you know, it doesn't seem like much is being said, So I happened to mention one day to a particular sister who's been coming there longer than I have been, and her husband said, no, she said, I said, let me back up. I said to her, I said, sis, your attire is not appropriate for the masjid. And so she, like, put her head up in the air like she wasn't even listening to me. And so then I tapped her. I said, this here, that's haram. This here is haram. These are no good. That's what I'm saying when I say haram. They're no good. She said, well, her husband said it was all right. I said, okay. So the next week she comes back, he had on a longer top. The week before, the top just barely made it in her pants. So, of course, we're looking at her back. But she said her husband said it was all right. And so then I just see ma'am, and I said, well, you know, I did mention to them. And then he said one or two sisters were saying they wasn't going to come back to the master because Sister Lala is always trying to correct their outfits or some to that effect. So I said, sure, because something needs to be said. Walking in here, you know, like they're walking off the street somewhere. This is a sacred house. And this is our house, not hers.
Hello?
And wear that stuff at home. Don't come out in the masjid with that on because it's not just your husband looking at it. Other brothers are here. So other brothers, of course, they're going to look if they see something. They're going to look, of course, you know. So she, to today, she might say, like she just don't like seeing me in the same place with her. I said, that's your loss, sweetie, not mine. But I feel sorry for them. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. And they think they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her tie is she with tight jeans and a short sleeve shirt that might have some kind of print on the front of it. And she's a busty woman. And when she come in, she might put a scarf on or something like that. But then that's about the end of it. Everything else is her own. How does she keep coming looking like that? So I said to the imam, I said, why don't you say something? He said, sir, I have been saying things. So I said, all right, okay, man. I just, I understand why if they care that much for you, they're not even going to stop listening to you. Can you tell them something that's good for them?
Yes, ma'am.
The outfit she wears, I tell you, the woman looked like she come out the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she got a couple pair of jeans, look like the same jeans to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is week after week. So that's all I have to say on that.
What I want to say to you about that, keep up the good work. You're only trying to help her. You're not, the only thing you can do is help her. You're not trying to hurt. If the community allow this to continue, this is another way of putting this community in reverse. It's the women. Women are the backbone of this community. As the women go, so do the men. So we'll start addressing this that Atlanta Masjid and El Mukminun. Well, at least and sometimes you might find one or two sisters would call the sisters in there and put something to cover herself up. So we try to take care of that. So some of the brothers don't know the religion. The only thing they come there because they say a lot of them go to Juma. But to go to Juma and not to learn nothing from Juma or not to, it's not letting it better your life that you went to Juma for. It's like you never went to Juma at all. You just went to follow the same. You're not, that don't make you no Muslim because you go to Juma. Will make you a Muslim when you follow the guideline that Prophet Muhammad gave in the Juma, or the Imam gave us by Prophet Muhammad, and what we should be doing to better our life. Then you went to Juma. But you got there, you didn't get nothing out of it. You didn't get nothing. So nothing from nothing leave nothing.
That's
so
right.
I promise you, don't never give up. Don't never back up on something that Allah have described for us to do. And that's to help our people. And when you're helping, sometimes you have to pull them back from what they're doing. And sure, they like it, but at least you told the truth. Because they won't be able to say, nobody didn't tell me. That'd be a lie now. A lot of it ain't written down. So she can't say that now. You told her the truth. So let her swallow that bit of pill. You was more of a sister to her than anybody else. Anybody else that's going, is not saying nothing. This ain't that kind of religion.
Mm-mm.
Speak up and speak out. Yeah, we not the church. We come as the church say, come as you are, but the church should be saying, come as you are for a change. You come here to change. And you come here and you ain't changing, then you ain't doing you no good. Come to this church. Yeah, you're supposed to change.
Mm-hmm.
Come to this house. Anything you want to give us a couple of poems, if you don't mind, or whatever, you want to do that?
Alhamdulillah. Sure I will.
Okay.
I got this one today. Trust in Allah doesn't make the mountains in life smaller, but it surely does make climbing easier. There's another one. There is none worth of worship but Allah alone, who has no partner. His is the dominion, and to him belongs all praise, and he is able to do all things. Glory is to Allah. Praise is to Allah. There is none worth of worship but Allah. Allah is the most great. There is no might and no power except by Allah's lead. Exalted the mighty, my Lord. Forgive me. Whoever says this will be forgiven. And if he supplicates Allah, his prayer will be answered. If he performs ablution and prays, his prayers will be accepted. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I do sooner. I have one more. Let me see. Glory is to you, O Allah, and praise. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but you. I seek your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have to work on probably inside before we go outside. Got a lot of work to do with our people on the inside. You know.
That's right.
Because, I mean, the sister said, her husband said it was all right to wear her outfit. I said, well, what kind of man is he? I said, sis, no, he's not telling you right. That's for inside. That's not for outside.
Mm-mm. That's for a club or something, not for a place of worship. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad you spoke up. Then we all had to sometimes speak up. And Allah said he would know who trying to do right. And we are the only one to see our sister do right. We hope that she get the word and continue to be better the day she was yesterday. So don't give up on her. It changed. It's because you don't put her on the spot now.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
I thought maybe if other sisters may have mentioned it to her, maybe she'll understand whatever. Because
yeah.
You know, it's just me.
You are.
You know.
Yeah, See, it takes a community. So everybody mm-hmm. should go to her in a nice way and tell her the truth. Because we don't want to lose her, but she don't want to follow the guidelines of the religion. She already lost. So, but you want to be speak to her in a kind way and pray that she listen and understand. Thank you so mm-hmm. much, Sister Lala. Brother Suja,
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Well, I'm everything is right on time. And I just like to say.
Yeah,
like
you told me. I want to say this right quick. What you said
okay,
to her.
You go ahead.
Like you told me, we got to teach on the outside and the inside. You got to.
That's a fact, yeah. So, we was doing that in the mass yet. Also, we had sisters. We had about three or four of them. They had collectively came together and bought some beautiful skirts. I mean cloth, like skirts, you know, and they were real pretty. You know, in some cases they'll let the person, the sister have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was like you said, if it was two or three sisters saying the same thing, this gonna put her at ease. And sometime, you know, one or two of y'all might be able to cut into her. And say that what we find out being attractive is when you cover yourself. That we found out, you know, let her know that you all found some secrets dealing
mm-hmm.
with men, and we found out that if we attract somebody with our clothes off and things. It's just like catching flies,
mm-hmm.
you know. Catch things that is not no good for us, you know. And we want the best for you. We want the best for you, and if you can work with us with that, we don't want to offend you nothing like that. We want you to come back, and say hey, before you know, you're gonna have too many sisters in there. You know, you're going to have a master and sisters, you know, and they should have some kind of program also for the brothers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we can let them know their responsibility, you know, as a man, you
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah, you know, and we want to bring together. And we should always, we find out in a master, you got to have food in there.
Mm.
You know, on a regular basis. And you go, I guarantee you're going to fill that master up. You got food, good food. Don't let nobody bring in no bulk food, bulk cakes and things like that. Try to encourage cooking things. You know, most of the food you bring in is something that you don't cook. You know. And you're going to get people coming from everywhere. And you will hear some people don't be coming there just to eat.
Yeah, they're doing that too.
Yeah. So, I think we learned a whole lot. It's just a matter of us coming together and applying it. You know what we done learned,
mm-hmm.
and when we apply. We see that it works. If we can pass it on to the next person that we're working with, and then it's going to double up. It's going to make it more strong, you know, the things that we do.
Right.
You know, when people see that you love them and that you don't have no type of a negative spirit about them, they're going to listen to you.
They gonna listen to now the imam gonna have to work with the person that's watching what's coming to the masjid too. He gonna have to work with them. You know, he gonna have to over the rostrum let them know that we got some brothers and sisters in here that we find out that they truly love people. That sometimes one or two of them might come to you by different things, you know. So if you got that working spirit in the masjid, you know, and like on every Sunday,
okay.
Every Sunday you should have a Tyleen. Every Sunday you should have a Tyleen. And if you got a Tyleen, then you know there's going to be participation. Participation. You know, and when you got participation, rather than somebody just preaching to you or just teaching to you, you're going to have more people coming in, because there ain't nothing that people love more than having input, you know. They love that, you know. And like the children, I heard the imam say, if you go to a masjid, there ain't no children running around in there playing and things. There's something wrong with that masjid.
Oh, yeah.
So if you see plenty of children and thing in that masjid, then there's something good is happening in there. You know. So that's what we want. And we need good imams that we need some young imams. It's time for it. We need young imam, so they are young enough where they can make their mistake and they can learn and they get better and better, you know. And that's what time it is. We pray that we get started early, you know, and we got to sit up in that masjid where that masjid got a cash flow. So they won't be sucking squeezing all the blood out of the senior citizen and out of the people, taking all their money, you know. Set it up where you got a cash flow. If you got a business and you buy a building and it's got a little extra place on there, convert that into something maybe for the community. Thing you can sell.
Yeah.
You know. And work together, you know. And if the believers can make some money off of it, allow them to make some money off this. If they can fix bringing product that they are able to sell and keep it supplied, they shouldn't run out of it. Shouldn't run out of it because the people come and I make something that they lack, and then they come and we don't have it.
Yeah.
No. If you know the people like it and you're selling out of it, double up on it. You know. And make sure that you got it in there. You know. So alhamdulillah, you know, we just need that kind of spirit in our masjid. You know, that we men Agbar and I used to sit up on the outside, you know, on our property. And setting up, and we had people that were stopping there, you know, they were coming there, but these imams were getting upset. Or these brothers, yes, brothers getting upset. And eventually, me and Agbar just let them have it. We didn't let them have it. But we had people, that was coming by, and they were glad to see. We had people walking there. Bringing us money. They walking down the street, live by two or three blocks down, walking down the street, buying things from them. Because we was courteous and we had a social skill that we know how to talk to people out in the community and they wasn't Muslim. You know, we had them where they want to become a Muslim because we had that social skill. You know, and that's what we got
we got to get going, you know, and don't let no person go in there acting like he's a big shot and everybody's the little under them. No, you don't put no person like that out front. You don't put no person like that out front. You know, you let a person that the people that are attractive, that can bring in the people and the people love them because they got a beautiful personality. All right, so I just want to inshallah just bring that in
a long way. Yeah, we'll be heading on. A long way, but I have Brother Muhammad Kareem from New York. He's on. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Kareem.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you the question. What happened? If people want, what happened? You know?
Well, you know, infiltrators. You know them infiltrators. Them infiltrators. And I was raised up there in Chicago. And I told the imam that I'm going back to Louisiana. You know, and he said, two jobs before the meeting, stop by there and talk to me. And after I told him that, he said, where are you going? I said, Baton Rouge. Shreveport. Excuse me. Shreveport. Shreveport is where Johnny Cochran is from, the lawyer. And the man said, oh, I thought you was going back. I thought you was there in New Orleans. You know, I said, no, I'm not in New Orleans. I'm in Shreveport, you know, but a whole lot of the people that was up under the imam, you know, a whole lot of, and that was doing the da'wah and thing, the imam was happy that we was going and spreading in another city, another state. So most of the people, you know, went to different states and tried to spread the deen. That's what happened. And the people that we had left, you know, some of them didn't care the way that maybe one of us might care, you know. And the spirit just went down and down and down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that explanation there.
No problem, brother. That was a good question. You know. Yes, sir. That was a good question because something happened.
Yes, something happened. Yeah.
Yes, I bear witness.
It didn't get support. It didn't support the man. That's what happened.
Yeah. You had. People that was against the imam, and you had people that didn't support him, but you had a whole lot of people that loved him, you know, and people that didn't support him, they were scared to show their non-support. They were afraid, you know, to openly exercise non-support for the imam. You know, they did a real sneaky like.
It seems like the same thing is happening now.
Right? Same thing, brother.
Same thing.
This thing just repeating itself. Like the Quran say like they rehearsed it. Mm-hmm. Same thing happening over and over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People doing the same thing. Yeah, but a lot they playing, a lot of playing. I think we're gonna rise up, brother and sisters. I think that good gonna outweigh the people that sincere gonna outweigh those people that causing division, that's infiltrating and things like that. There, good gonna overpower that.
I agree. I believe that also.
I truly believe that too, brother. Yes, sir. I'm doing a lot. So we just keep faith, and the right people are going to come in there, and there it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if we can get the right people in business,
mm-hmm.
and just support them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a community in one area. If you think the community is that all of us in one area, no, you're a community. You can be living in different cities.
That's right.
And you can support your brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got technology today where we can do things, and before we don't have to live in the same area.
Right.
You know, so alhamdulillah.
We got technology right in your hand. That's right. We got a million dollar instrument right in our hand. You can do business all over the world with just that phone.
Yes, sir, brother. I bear witness. So we got some intelligent people, sharp people. They're going to put this thing together, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to stop them. You know, they kind of stop them. But the infiltrators are trying to stop them, but they ain't going to be able to stop them. You know, because Allah is going to make them persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to and the people are going to start saying, well, let us hear so-and-so, so-and-so talk. Yeah. I like what so-and-so was saying. I like what brother so-and-so said. I like what sister so-and-so was talking about. Eventually, it's going to come in and it's going to dominate. It's going to dominate. Righteousness and truthfulness is going to dominate. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, the angels told the prophet to read. That's what we got. That's one of the things that we got to learn. You know, we got to learn how to read a thing. You know. And most of us already know how to do it. You know, we could talk to a person a little bit and just about read them. We know what that person is a good person or what not. He ain't no good. Or she ain't no good. You know, I can see why, because I wonder why you're telling them to read. But I see what that reading do. That reading is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be brothers and sisters, though. We're going to come together. We're going to love one another. And we're going to show the people what righteousness is all about.
Right.
All right, Bob. Can I get somebody to close out for us? Time is running out. Can I get someone close us out?
Just say end of the prayer. A dua. Either one of the prayers.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yes,
anybody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me, and I am your servant. And I abide to your covenant and promise as best I can. I take refuge in you from the evil of which I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sin except you. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Amen.
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 May Allah continue to bless us all. We're working on the solution, and pretty soon you'll see the results of the solution that we're working on. May Allah continue to bless us. Be safe. And keep us away from that virus, man.
Yeah, that's a good talk.
Let me come out soon.